ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारायण चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्त्वजायं उदितयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अबद्रिषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवदीवतमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9, and text number 8. Divyam sahasravdam amoga dashano chitani latma vichito bayendriya atapyata smakila Loka tapanam tapas tapiyas tabiyams tapatam samahita. Divyam sahasrabda amoga dashano Chitani latma vichito bayendriya atapyata smakila lokatapanam tapastapyam tapatam samahita. Divyam sahasradam amoga dashano chitani latma vichito bayendriya atapyata smakila lokatapanam tapastapiyam tapatam samahita. Divyam sahasram labdam amoga dashano chitani latma vichito bayendriya atopyata smakita lokatapanam tapastabhyam tapatam samahita.
Sastaviyam Tavatam Samahitam. Divyam Sahasram Rubhavahina. Chitani Nadma Vichitavayendriyam.
Madhajis. Divyam, pertaining to the demigods in the higher planets. Sahasra, 1,000. Aptam, years. Amogar, spotless, without a tinge of impurity. Darshana, one who has such a vision of life. Jitta, controlled. Anila, life. Atma, mind. Vichitta, controlled over. Upaya, both. Indriyaha, one who has such senses. Atapyata, executed penance. Sma, in the past. Akila, all. Loka, planet. Tapanam, enlightening. Tapaha, penance. Tapiyam, extremely hard penance. Tapatam, of all the executors of penances. Samahita, thus situated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Brahma underwent penances for 1,000 years by the calculation of the demigods. He heard this transcendental vibration from the sky, and he accepted it as divine. Thus, he controlled his mind and senses, and the penances he executed were a great lesson for the living entities. Thus, he is known as the greatest of all ascetics. Purport. Lord Brahma heard the occult sound tapa, but he did not see the person who vibrated the sound. And still he accepted the instruction as beneficial for him. And therefore he engaged himself in meditation for 1,000 celestial years. One celestial year is equal to 6 times 30 times 12 times 1,000 of our years. So that's 2,160,000 years. So that's one celestial year. His acceptance of the sound was due to his pure vision of the absolute nature of the Lord. And due to his correct vision, he made no distinction between the Lord and the Lord's instruction. There is no difference between the Lord and sound vibration coming from him, even though he is not personally present. The best way of understanding is to accept such divine instruction. And Brahma, the prime spiritual master of everyone, is the living example for this process of receiving transcendental knowledge. The potency of transcendental sound is never minimized because the vibrator is apparently absent. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or any revealed scripture in the world is never to be accepted as an ordinary mundane sound without transcendental potency. One has to receive the transcendental sound from the right source, accept it as a reality, and prosecute the direction without hesitation. The secret of success is to receive the sound from the right source of a bona fide spiritual master. Mundane manufactured sound has no potency, and as such, seemingly transcendental sound received from an unauthorized person also has no potency. One should be qualified enough to discern such transcendental potency, and either by discriminating or by fortunate chance, if one is able to receive the transcendental sound from the bona fide spiritual master, his path of liberation is guaranteed. The disciple, however, must be ready to execute the order of the bona fide spiritual master, as Lord Brahma executed the instruction of his spiritual master, the Lord himself. Following the order of the bona fide spiritual master is the only duty of the disciple. And this completely faithful execution of the order of the bona fide spiritual master is the secret of success. Lord Brahma controlled his two grades of senses by means of sense perception and sense organs because he had to engage such senses in the execution of the order of the Lord. Therefore, controlling the senses means engaging them in the transcendental service of the Lord. The Lord's order descends in disciplic succession through the bona fide spiritual master, and thus execution of the order of the bona fide spiritual master is factual control of the senses. Such execution of penance in full faith and sincerity made Brahmaji so powerful that he became the creator of the universe. And because he was able to attain such power, he is called the best amongst all the tapasvis. Om agyana timinandasya gyananjara sharakaya chakshu uminitan yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manopishtan Stapidan Yena Pudare Swayan Rupakada Mahyan Dadati Swam Padandikam Vandehang Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupan Sakrachatam Sahagana Lakunata Vitantam Sajivam Satvaitan Savatuta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinda Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kamta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Shri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Divyam Sahasrabdam Amoga Dashano, Chitani Natma
vichito vayendriya. Atapyata smakila loka tapanam. Tapas tapiyams tapatam samihita. Samahita.
Translation again. Lord Brahma underwent penances for 1,000 years by the calculation of the demigods. He heard this transcendental vibration from the sky, and he accepted it as divine. Thus, he controlled his mind and senses. And the penances he executed were a great lesson for the living entity. Thus, he is known as the greatest of all ascetics.
Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a very beautiful commentary in the purport, like usual. Especially in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was stressing that following the order of the bona fide spiritual master is the only duty of the disciple. And this completely faithful execution of the order of the bona fide spiritual master is the secret of success.
Yeah.
So it reminds me the story of Jiva Maharaj in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we all know that Jiva Maharaj is the son of a great emperor, Uttanapa. Yeah. And one day, but his father, Uttanapa, has two queens. One is Suruchi, and another is Suniti. However, Jiva Maharaj's mother, Suruchi, she was not a favorite, you know, wife of his father. So one day, when he saw his brother was sitting on the lap of the father, so he also wanted to go and sit on the lap of the father. But just as he wanted to sit, you know, climb up to the lap of the father, his stepmother, Suruchi, immediately stopped her. Suniti? Yes, yeah, Suniti is his real mother, yeah. Okay, thank you. I remember Suniti is his real mother. Anyway, his stepmother immediately stopped her and saying that you are not qualified to sit on the lap of your father. In order to sit on the lap of your father, you have to take birth from my womb. And when Jiva Maharaj heard words like that, that's really piercing his heart like an arrow. He was really, really disturbed. You know, it reminds me in China, we have a saying that, Liang Yan Yu Ji San Dong Nuan, Wu Yu Sang Ren Liu Yue Han. That means, a sweet word will warm one up, even it's extremely cold winter time. But the harsh words will make one cold, even it is hottest summer season. So, Jiva Maharaj's stepmother's words, it's like that, you know. Yeah. So his heart is really pierced like a sharpened arrow. So he immediately left the palace, and his father, you know, sitting on the throne, was doing nothing. Yeah, no protection of him. So he became really disturbed. So he immediately left the palace and went to see his own mother. So his own mother wants to pacify him and told him, no one can help you except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you want to take revenge of this situation, you have to go and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Jiva Maharaj asked his mother, where can I find the Supreme Lord Krishna? And his mother told him that usually the Supreme Lord will be in the forest with the sages. And upon hearing the instruction of his mother, so Jiva Maharaj immediately left home. So he went to the forest, tried to look for Krishna. He's only 5 years old. Yeah, even smaller than Abhay. How old are you now, Abhay? Six. Abhay is six now. So Jiva Maharaj is smaller than Abhay. So he immediately left his mother's home and went to the forest looking for the Supreme Lord. So on the way, luckily on the way, he met great saintly person, Narada Muni. So Narada Muni gave him instructions. First of all, actually, Narada Muni tried to test Jiva Maharaj's determination by saying, you are just a small boar. You know, there are so many tigers, lions, ferocious animals in the forest. You know, you should just go back home and come back again, you know, after you've grown up. Narada Muni was, you know, tried to test him like that. But Jiva Maharaj was very determined. So he told Narada Muni, if you want to help me, then you give me some instruction, some way, how I can find the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, you should not block my way. So seeing Jiva Maharaj is so determined, so Narada Muni gave him instructions. Yeah, how to worship the Supreme Lord. Yeah. So Narada Muni instruct Jiva Maharaj to go to Vrindavan and perform devotional service at the Madhuvan forest. So let's read a little bit from Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto. Let's see, what did Jiva Maharaj do at the Madhuvan forest? So Jiva Maharaj, having arrived at Madhuvan, took his bath in the river Yamuna and observed fasting in the night with great care and attention. After that, as advised by the great sage Narada, he engaged himself in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let's see how he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the first month, Jiva Maharaj ate only fruits and berries on every third day, only to keep his body and soul together. And in this way, he progressed in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the first month. He ate only fruit and berries on early third day. I think, you know, none of us can do that. You know? We actually hope that every day there will be a nice feast. Yeah. But Jiva Maharaj, you know, he ate only fruits and berries every 3 days, and not even every day. And in the second month, Jiva Maharaj ate only every 6 days. And for his eatables, he took dry grass and leaves. And as he controlled, and as he continued his worship. So this is the second month. And the third month, he drank water only every 9 days. Thus he remained completely in trance and worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is adored by selected verses.
Yeah.
And then, in the fourth month, Joel Maharaj became a complete master of the breathing exercise. And thus, he inhaled air only every 12 days. So he completely stopped drinking water also. What to speak of the solid food, you know. So he inhaled air only every 12 days. In this way, he became completely fixed in his position and worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we all know that because of the austerity Joel Maharaj was practicing, the whole universe became suffocated. And then the demigods came to Lord Vishnu, asked Lord Vishnu to help to solve this situation. And then Lord Vishnu told them that you should not worry. It's my devotee, Joel Maharaj. He is practicing austerity there in Vrindavan. I will go there soon to pacify him. So Lord Krishna personally came and see Joel Maharaj at the Madhavan forest. Yeah, because of Joel Maharaj's devotion, you see. Yeah. It's a perfect example following the instructions of the spiritual master. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a very beautiful purport in this regard. In the purport to text 71, Prabhupada, he said, the significance of this particular verse is that Joel Maharaj acted exactly according to the advice of his spiritual master, the great sage Narada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also advises that if we want to be successful in our attempt to go back to Godhead, we must very seriously act according to the instruction of the spiritual master. That is the way of perfection. There's no need be no anxiety over attaining perfection, because if one follows the instruction given by the spiritual master, he is sure to attain perfection. Our only concern should be how to execute the order of the spiritual master. A spiritual master is expert in giving spiritual instructions to each of his disciples. And if the disciple executes the order of the spiritual master, that is the way of his perfection. So that is exactly what Srila Prabhupada was saying in today's verse. That's actually the following the orders of the spiritual master is actually the secret of success. Yeah. So I'll stop here. Are there any questions and comments? Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. Certainly very entertaining, the story of Dhruva Maharaj, and very enlightening as well. But my question is this, is that you said that Narada Muni gave him certain instructions, but I don't think that you told us what those instructions were, and they are listed in the book.
Yes,
if
yes.
If you remember them, kindly tell us them.
Okay.
Not that we're going to exactly follow them, but it's good to know what he went through in order to achieve the great goal of the Supreme Lord appearing before him and giving him some nice prayers, etc., etc.
Right.
Would you please?
Oh, sure. You know, first of all, Narada Muni gave instruction to Joel Maharaj that he should practice Ashtanga Yoga. Yeah. And what? After practicing Ashtanga Yoga, he, you know, get, you know, control of the mind.
You have to tell us what Ashtanga Yoga is. We don't all know that.
Ashtanga Yoga. And then meditate.
Everybody doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is Ashtanga Yoga?
Ashtanga is eightfold mystical yoga system.
Yeah, and what does that mean, eightfold?
Yam, niyamam, this pranayam, like that, you know, etc.
Not like that. Let's hear the eight.
There are eight.
Yeah, come on. You got four. Let's go for another four. Yeah, I mean, when we use these terms, we can't just throw them out. If you don't understand them or know them, no one is going to fully understand you because you're uncertain, okay? So if you don't know them, that's okay. You can say, well, I don't know them, okay? Fine, on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a sin to not know something, but it's a sin to pretend that you know something.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maharaj. Okay. So this Eightfold Yoga system, and then Narada Muni instruct Jiva Maharaj that he should chant a mantra. Actually, Narada Muni initiate Jiva Maharaj by giving a special mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Haribo.
Yeah, so Jiva Maharaj, he was chanting that. And then Narada Muni instruct Jiva Maharaj that he should worship the deity also. Yeah. Of course, in the forest, it might be difficult to attain deities made of metal or marble, but you know, it is said in the first canto that you can make the deities by using the earth and water, mix earth and water and make a deities like that and worship. Yeah. So deity worship. And then Narada Muni instruct Jiva Maharaj that he should also follow the footsteps of great devotees. Yeah, those are some kind instructions, you know, Narada Muni was giving to Jiva Maharaj. Yeah, the detailed instructions is in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It starts from text number, chapter A, text number 43 start. Yeah, that's, you can see the detail. Yeah. You want me to read some, Maharaj?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, unless you tell us.
But it's quite long.
Just give me a reference. Reference doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well not give it if you don't know it.
The detailed instruction that Narada Muni was giving to Jiva Maharaj is actually in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter A, start from text number 43 to 44.
Then don't mention it then.
That's what I have already summarized. Yeah, I have already summarized those. Right. I have already summarized those instructions. Yeah, that first of all he has to practice Ashtanga Yoga, and then chant the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then he should worship the deities, and then he should, you know, follow in the footsteps of great devotees. Yeah,
thank
those
you.
Four main things.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we will stop here. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for your inspiration. Right.